Welcome to the Stewardship Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Nelson. My guest today is Riley Powell. She is the host of The Ash and Ivy Show. On her podcast, Riley speaks to people about their stories. I'm going to say that again because you didn't hear what I just said. Riley speaks to people about their stories, and more importantly, in some cases, rewriting their stories. The reason you didn't hear me the first time, and maybe not even the second time, is because story has reached buzzword status. Yes, story is probably the best way to communicate and process anything we want people to understand. It's especially helpful when we're trying to communicate something complex. Story is easy to process because it feeds our hunger for connection to something that matters because there's something at stake. But story is a buzzword now because the story code has been cracked. The formula is easy to apply not only to drama, but to marketing. And that's not a bad thing. But the result is that talking about story is a little less exciting now than it was even 5 years ago. But stories are still important. And the work Riley is doing with story is of the utmost importance because it's enabling people to see their own stories in fundamentally fresh ways. I framed my conversation with Riley around the theme of her podcast the way she expresses it. It goes like this: know your identity, find God's voice in your story, and give your life as a gift to the world. You have a voice and a message that only you can give. So let's do the divine work and make God visible through our lives and be in awe of what life is all about. Let's start with the first part, know your identity. Why did you lead it with that?
When I was really young, I felt called to tell my story. And then I lived my story and it was crazy and all over the place and unexpected and life, you know. And I didn't want to tell my story anymore. And like I said, I always loved Jesus. Other people knew that about me, but my life hit all these bumps and things that I didn't plan on because I don't think intentional enough with my life. And so I kind of lost identity a little bit. And I had this longing to live a life of impact and purpose. And I just have these dreams of sharing and teaching and speaking and all of that. And so I would follow, you know, all the greats and just like feel so envious of what they were doing and like questioning, like, God, why didn't you pick me? Like, why do I have to be, you know, why won't you use me? Why won't you speak to me? I have all these things in my heart that I want to say. And did I ruin my chance? That was my belief. I ruined my chance. I ruined my opportunity. I ruined your plan, God, like just crazy thinking. And so anyway, God invited me on a journey to rewrite my story. And so we literally got in my car and drove from city to city through my past, visiting people who were a part of my life and a part of my story. And just what I thought I was going to be doing was practicing telling my story without sobbing my eyes out. But what happened was at each place, God used that person to change the narrative of my mind and replace what I was thinking and what I was rehearsing to myself with a new truth, a truth of grace, a truth of promise, a truth of purpose, and identity. And so identity, I believe, comes when you know God in your story, when you see God in your story. And so know your identity is key to pivoting your life into purpose.
Which kind of leads into part two, find God's voice in your story. You kind of alluded to that. So that sounds like a pairing. Know your identity and find God's voice in your story. Talk a little bit more about finding God's voice in your story. What does that mean?
That means every single one of us is being pursued and invited into life and to relationship with God. I believe God is already pursuing and covering every single one of us. And if we look back into our life and to the things that have happened, we can find where he was covering and pursuing us and taking care of us and providing. So for me, one of my favorite stories, I lived in Florida and I was married in college and my brother came to live with me for the summer. And he was 3 years younger than me. And he came to live at the beach life and work. And he's younger and just wanting some fun. And so he came to live with me. And in my time with the Lord, I felt like it was time for me to leave there. And that was devastating and hard, right? And so my brother was there. And when I can remember clearly, I came out of my bedroom, he was sitting in the living room chair. And I told him, Tyler, we have to leave. It's time for us to go. And I just remember him pulling me into his lap and holding me and crying. I cried, he cried, and he just held me. And forever, like 15 years, I have felt guilt over ruining his beach summer, right? Like whatever, that's how I felt. And when I rewrote my story and did this healing journey, God showed me that that was God providing for me. That when my life completely crumbled, he had provided a tangible love in my home to hold me in that moment. And that's God in my story, right? Like, so something that I had perceived as a shameful thing where I had failed again, it was actually God providing for me and God helping me not be alone and comforting me and being present for me. And so our perception of our story is critical to knowing who God is, because if we perceive with lies and shame and rejection versus God's intention, then we've got it all wrong, you know? And if we're rehearsing things in our mind that are not from God's voice, then those are lies and they're not serving us, and we're not going to be able to shift into our purpose in a life that is filled with worship. And so knowing God's voice in your story is possible. And I feel very passionate about helping others recognize that they're already chosen, that they don't have to do something or become something or step into something or check off this list, or that they've failed God or that they've missed the mark. Like, that's so wrong. And that's how we all think. But reality is, God is who God is. His character is available and loving and pursuing and covering. And we can look back and find him. I mean, God says, seek me and you'll find me. And there, he's like a hidden treasure, except he's not really hidden. We just have to look for him. We have to ask him to show himself and make it clear. And so when we look through our story and find him, you can tell that it would completely radically change your identity. Like, wait a minute. Oh, I didn't ruin everything. Oh, you were providing for me and speaking to me and pursuing me and loving me. Well, it changes everything about how I think, you know?
Wow. Yep. That's beautiful. All right. So we've got know your identity, find God's voice in your story. And then I think this is the result of it, and give your life as a gift to the world.
Yeah. I think naturally, when we are in line with who God is and his spirit is active in our life and we're connected with him, we are going to pour out to others. Every single thing Jesus does is pouring out on others. So I think we are designed and created to love others actively. And it's so easy to protect our life. As moms, especially, we feel like it is our responsibility to keep our home in peace and avoid chaos and avoid risk. And so sometimes I feel like we will shrink our life in order to protect our sanity. And God is calling us to the opposite, not to chaos, not to living our life doing every single sport, because that's the expectation. That's not what I mean. But when we step into our passion, who we're meant to be, how we're meant to serve, it might seem busy. It might look busy, but it's not the same busy as chaos. And we don't have to self-protect our family and create this neat, orderly. We can let go of the control and let God let us serve. And I mean, you guys are the perfect example of what that looks like, of just, it doesn't have to look a certain way and it may not fit societal standards, but we're going to pour our lives out because we're rooted in a strong foundation of God's, of knowing God's voice and his purpose for our life.
So we know our identity, we find God's voice in our story, and we give our life as a gift to the world. You could stop there, but you keep going. You say you have a voice and a message that only you can give.
The world is so noisy. I mean, just, we are flooded with everybody's everything. You know, we could consume our lives with other people's lives all day, every day. And that will make it feel like there's no space for us. everything's been said, everything's been done, everything. I mean, and it's true. A lot of things are already said. A lot of things are already done. And so there's got to be this understanding or this shift that your voice, your story, your purpose, your passions are useful in the world where you are, in your community, in the people that you come face to face with, and that your impact on those people is crucial. Like, I think we have a responsibility to use our life as worship. Our story is our greatest sacrifice, and we're the only ones who can say it in our own way. No one else can say it the way we've experienced it, and that is useful for the people that are in our life. And so the whole world might not be our stage, but that doesn't mean that we're not needed and that there's not space for us. And there's plenty of space. And I think that it's imperative that each person be moving and taking action and stepping toward whatever it is they feel passionate about, whatever it is they're curious about, or whatever, using their life to serve.
I don't think we tell ourselves or realize this, but those passions and desires are not there by accident.
Right.
We're image bearers, and God has put them there to glorify Him.
This is something that I hope to kind of explore in the future. Yeah, just like God's voice is in our past, right? We can find God's voice throughout our story and how He pursued and covered. But I also believe that God's voice is prevalent and in our day to day. And I don't know all the ins and outs of this, but I feel really attracted to and connected to this idea that God's voice is present in those curiosities, in those just intricate thinkings of our heart, like in our passions and our hobbies. That's God in you. That's His image in you. That's you reflecting who He is as an artist, as a scientist, as a creator. I was running one time in the woods and just kind of stopped and could see this tree and was looking at the roots and just having, you know, thinkings. And all of a sudden I heard God say, "That's me in you." And I'm like, "What? What do you mean? I don't understand." it sounds so simple, and it is, but forever I've been perceiving the world in a certain way, not recognizing that that was God in me. And so when He said that, "That's my voice," then it was like, wait a minute. Oh, well, then you talk to me every day. You talk to me all the time, because that's literally how I perceive and think and desire to share. And that moment for me was major life altering, because it rooted that identity and it propelled me to have the confidence to say what was in my spirit. Like, I can say this because it's not me, it's Him, you know? And so it's huge. Like, I think it's just so critical for us to recognize God in us, because then we don't feel so much condemnation or shame or embarrassment about who we are, or like our unique things are just weird. Instead, we're like excited about them and passionate about it. And we're like, oh, well, this is God. Then I need to give it away, you know? And so it just creates a shift.
So I think you're already talking about the last part of what we're discussing. It says, so let's do the divine work and make God visible through our lives and be in awe of what life is all about.
I think the divine work, when I say that, I mean, be willing to seek Him out. Don't just keep your life neat and fancy and go from your day-to-day routines without ever making space to let Him be present and find Him. And if writing your story is really hard, I guess I just challenge people to kind of almost crave the resistance a little bit, because there's so much life on the other side. That's where the life is. It's so worth it to work on yourself, to know yourself, to discover and face those hard things and let God touch those places of hurt and ask Him what He thinks about those things. Ask Him where He was. Like, if He hurt you, if you felt like He was missing, then ask Him, like, write it out and say, "Where were you? What did you think about this?" And believe that He'll tell you, like, "Oh, actually, I was your brother in the chair. I was there. I was there. I was providing for you. And it hurt." Yeah, it hurt. But when we're willing to do the work, when we're willing to seek deeper, there's so much life There's so much life available. There's so much truth. That's what I mean by the divine work, I think. And then of course, yeah, I mean, beyond that would be using your life as worship and using your story to serve others, not holding it tight and keeping it to yourself, but pouring it out for others.
All right. So for our podcast listeners that want to engage with you or know more about you, how can they do that?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram or Facebook, and you can find me in both of those places through my website, theashandivy.com. And on the website, it kind of talks about all these things and kind of shows you where I'm showing up. I have a course called Rewrite Your Story, so you can get on the wait list for that. We have a lot of fun in a Facebook group called Ash and Ivy Friends, where we just create community. And so yeah, theashandivy.com.
I'll get right to the point. Do you understand your identity in Jesus Christ? Have you found God's voice in your story? Does your identity align with God's design for you? If you can't answer yes to all of those questions, go schedule a conversation with Riley at theashandivy.com. I am almost ready to launch my brand new premium tax prep services. This will sound weird to you, but I have never been this excited about being a tax accountant. Notice I didn't say excited about taxes. No, I'm not excited about taxes. I am excited about serving people and providing a tax return experience that is stress-free and surprisingly enjoyable. I actually have a tax return package that is $1,000, and once I reveal it, I dare you not to say, shut up and take my money. Just to give you a preview, I will be unveiling a no surprises guarantee, a no mistakes guarantee that I back up with my own money, a service called Opportunity Look Back that finds money you may have left on the table in prior tax years, an audit intercession service that enables you to let me intercede on your behalf to the IRS in case you ever get audited. To make sure you get all the details on these services as I unveil them, just make sure you're subscribed to my email list by visiting stewardship.link/subscribe. Thank you for listening to the Stewardship Podcast, where it's all about stewardship.